Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who's definitely not jacked. I am Rob Cisternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast, here to talk about a wild night of a veto competition. And again, cliffhanger, what is going to happen with the double veto ceremony? We'll find out on Thursday night, but we have a great panel to talk it through, because this is a real treat, everybody. Consider me the third wheel of podcasting tonight, as we're joined by podcasting's number one showmance. First, you know her from so many things, the RHAP B&B, the Drag Race Rehap Up, the Masked Singer Rehap Up, and much more. Please welcome Dr. Liana Boris. Liana, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Rob. I'm just such an honor to be able to talk about the hottest veto. Who would have thought that would be the topic of conversation tonight? Sure, cliffhanger ending. Sure, a couple veto throws. But the hottest OTEV? Okay, I'm here for it.
Yeah, we're here for it. A very nice hat that you have here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Going full bucket hat. Just feel like it's the style of the season and just really want to feel the vibe of the house guests.
Okay. All right. Thank you for bringing some vibe to the podcast, because I feel like that we, so rarely get that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Always, always. Just, call me Vibe and Vicky. I don't know. That's not a thing. That's not okay. A thing. It could be.
Could
one
be.
Day.
Okay. Could be. Yeah. Hashtag Vibe and Vicky. All right. And then also, what a treat that we have back with us the other half of this amazing podcasting showmance. You can hear him on the Masked Singer Rehap Up. Also, Mr. 90 Day Fiance, the Nipple King. It's Puya Zambakili. Puya, how are you?
Yeah, Rob. Pleasure to be
That's
here.
Not, no.
Yes. Oh.
You, don't do
is
that.
That
I had to do that.
The jacked jellyfish?
It's Uncle Vito. It's the jacked jellyfish. It's Puya's cousin, apparently. I'm like many, many people rolled in one.
Puya, tell
but
me
one
about,
thing I definitely
yeah,
am.
Yeah, tell me about what you're wearing here tonight.
Rob, I'm rocking a shirt.
Yeah.
Rocking a shirt. Trying to be professional. Then I'm rocking a bucket hat that I got off H&M. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yes. And tell me about the shirt.
What about it? Listen, this isn't that fancy. This is Old Navy. I'm rocking an Old Navy shirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to snitch on myself, but I'm doing a good thing. It's
okay.
Good.
Boy, you guys are having way too much fun over at your house tonight.
Sorry.
It's a riot.
Happy to have you here.
Do you normally podcast without a shirt? Is that what you're like? I've got a shirt looking professional.
A button up shirt. I wear a t-shirt.
Yeah. I see.
How often am I rocking a button up?
Yeah. I'm glad you clarified. That was truly the question, I'm sure, on everyone's mind.
You're taking me to task. You see what I do. You know what I'm wearing.
I don't know what you do when I'm not home. Perhaps this is formal attire for you. Anyway,
Puya and Liana, so nice to have you here. This is going to be
you.
A lot of fun tonight. Of course, we'll take your questions later on the show. Robiswebsite.com/BBQuestions. If you have questions about Big Brother 23, the Jack Jellyfish, Puya and Liana, whatever you want to get to, Robiswebsite.com/BBQuestions. Of course, on Thursday, we will be back live after the eviction to talk about who's going to go home between all of the many people that could go up on the block. We'll talk about that also in the spoiler section of the podcast. All right. So the night we went all in on OTEV. You know, I had played this past week on the slop that they were promoting this week. Like, you don't want to miss Big Brother this week, because that they've got twists and money and the return of a legend. And boy, we went all in on OTEV.
A lot of time spent on OTEV,
yeah.
Which I think was a choice. But, you know, they spent so much time building all the little jellyfish arms, and obviously you got to spend time on them.
Got to spend time on OTEV. Puya, were you pumped up? Were you hyped for, like, walking around today like, Liana, it's OTEV tonight?
Oh, yeah. You know me. That's all I talked about today. Absolutely. What was a pleasant surprise? I mean, OK, can we just talk about this right out the gate? confirmed, was this Arnold or an impersonator?
So, this was an impersonator. I mean, there are some famous impersonators out there. And my suspicion is that there was a guy for years on the Howard Stern show that used to do, like, would call up, like, celebrities and prank celebrities with this Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. I think it sounds like it's that guy. Like, if it was the real Arnold Schwarzenegger, they've had Gilbert Gottfried do it, unless that was a Gilbert Gottfried impersonator. But I can't, unless secretly we found out that Arnold Schwarzenegger is like the biggest undercover Big Brother fan, that I think that this is a like celebrity impersonator, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I mean, who knows? He could have been this close to celebrity Big Brother, Rob. We could have had, the governor in there, the governator, if you will. That's right. California. Yeah. Look, he could be on Cameo. Okay, so maybe we do a check and just quickly see, because it's 100% an impersonator. Like, come on, it is. And it could be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it could be better or couldn't be better?
It could be better.
Could be
this
better.
This isn't one of those. I think so. I don't know. Maybe it's been a while. You know, he's off. I just see him now just chilling in probably a bucket hat, Arnold Schwarzenegger, like biking around on one of those sand bikes that has the really thick tires. Mm-hmm. So, oh my God, sand bike, tires, jellyfish. Maybe it is him. It all makes sense. He's at the BB Beach Club. Okay, yeah. I'm putting it all together.
I mean, is there any other celebrity clientele at the BB Beach Club?
Oof, who would be at the BB Beach Club? Cato Caitlin?
Cato Caitlin?
Cato Caitlin, yeah. That would be an impression of Cato Caitlin, might be Cato Caitlin.
Yeah, that's the celebrity impersonator.
Yeah.
The stage guy.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to the power of veto, but I guess let's talk things through. Let me just get the quick check-in. Liana, how are you feeling as we're here at the halfway point, Big Brother 23?
Yeah, I saw that this is actually the halfway point. So they're probably having their halfway party today, or hopefully they are. So far, I mean, this has been a really enjoyable, really fun season. I think the fact there's so much discussion going on just makes it more and more interesting. And, obviously a lot of that surrounds the cookout. But when you have such a fabulous cast, it got to a point after Brent went home that I was fascinated by everybody. And that to me makes a really great season.
All right. Well, we had the veto derby in the last episode, and we were going to have four people get to bet on who could be or who would win the second veto. But in the meantime, before we got to that, there was some talk about the targets. Puya, we found out that Kylan has three people that he could be looking at. Claire, Alyssa, or Brittany. Those are the three people he could be targeting to go home.
Yeah, absolute shock to no one, because these are three people that are outside of his alliance. The other ones that are outside of his alliance in DX and Sarah Beth, he's got links to. So it only makes sense that these would be the three people he would be looking at. And then we did see the citation for why Claire gets chosen is because, obviously, of the targets that she mentioned in her one-on-one with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was very fun when Tiffany was telling us, like, Claire, why would you say that? Now I have to go and tell Kylan that's not what you really meant.
Mm-hmm. Picking up the pieces. But like, how is Claire supposed to know about the cookout? You know,
that's very
the whole
fair.
Thing. It's supposed to be hidden. And so I guess the whole issue that Tiffany had was just don't reveal your targets at all. But this has been going on for weeks now, where the HOH has the pattern of, let me ask you direct questions, and whether or not they keep track of it with candy, gummy bears, whatever on the chessboard. That's been a very common theme. So I don't understand why now, Tiffany, it's that big a deal.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to when Kylan talks to Big D. Apparently, Big D feels like that he is snowing everybody, because that he's able to pretend, oh, I don't get along with Kylan, but he really does. But Kylan, or Big D, is actually a little bit unsure about what Kyland is doing. He tells us this is how he feels about Kyland.
Kylan's like Batman. You don't know what's on his mind. I still don't know who the target is, but I just have to hope it's not me or any of the former Jokers.
Now, Puya, is Kylan like Batman because he's targeting Jokers?
That would be the connector, because definitely it's not, you don't know what's on Batman's mind. I feel like Batman's mind's pretty linear. Like, you know exactly what he's trying to do. Like, his mission is very much set out. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be the Joker's connection.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I feel like there's a few things here. So first, Kyland is like Batman. That's one question. And then there's the question of, like, does Batman not know? You never know what's on Batman's mind. I feel like Puya answered that one well. Yes, we know what's on Batman's mind. So then, is Kyland still like Batman? Because I don't know what's on Kyland's mind.
Yeah.
But there could be some other connective tissue, like the Joker's.
Should we talk it through of what are the ways that Kyland is like Batman? He stays up all night.
He mm-hmm. wears a costume.
Yes, right? That's true.
It's got the ears, slightly different animal, but I think similar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What else? What else do we know about Batman? Is Kylan a billionaire? I don't believe so.
When he has his one-on-ones, he usually has someone keeping the time, kind of like an Alfred, if you will. So he does have that Alfred, going for him, yeah. Maybe.
Does he have a secret lair underneath the HOH room? Mm-hmm. Also, mm-hmm. that could be the case.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else do we know about Batman?
Yeah, I think that's about it. I'm not really sure why that was the reference that Big D was going for. Okay. So Derek F is telling the Jokers, like, hey, I'm the target. It's going to be me. Puya, how much of this is like, legit? Like, I'm really like having some trouble with, like, I thought I knew what was going on in the house, but then when I watch these episodes, I get more confused.
The episodes are designed to confuse you, especially tonight's mm-hmm. episode. They definitely decided we're gonna show you what we want to show you, which mm-hmm. is a little scary considering that, you know, there's a vote happening again tomorrow for some money. But as far as Derek F goes, I'm not gonna lie to you. Independent of the episode, I've gone back and forth with him, because sometimes it really feels like he's buying into what he's selling.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all panic. He's all nervous. He's cussing people out. But it's all facade.
Well, I'm not a betting woman, but when Fees came back after I wouldn't go in the high rollers room after mm-hmm. Noms happened. I thought that Big D forgot he volunteered to be a pawn. I was convinced, you know, give the man an Oscar, you know, cast him in the next Batman movie, perhaps, because I legitimately thought he forgot. It was a late night conversation he had with Kyland when he volunteered. So mm-hmm. I just assumed that he completely forgot.
So, all right, we're going to get to the veto draw, because the veto draw is going to be very important, because ultimately it's going to determine, you know, the people that are going to be that you're going to bet on for the second veto this week. So Kylan ends up drawing Alyssa, Claire draws Azza, and Big D gets house guest choice, Brittany. Puya, we got to see a bit of a convoluted Joker plan where then Big D, if he was going to bet on Brittany, that would potentially, that Brittany could use the veto on Big D, and then Azza couldn't go up on the block, and then all the Jokers could be safe this week.
Yes. So in typical Joker's fashion, they picked one specific scenario, mm-hmm. put all their eggs in that basket, and said, okay, sure, for us to be successful, there's a 1 out of 6 chance this will happen, so let's bank on it. So if I bet on Brittany and Brittany wins the veto, we have 2 vetoes. And that way, 2 into 3 is good math. And if we use 2 vetoes, we can save all 3 of us. And really, they all seem to be very down with the plan, and the draw couldn't have been better for them. He literally gets to pick house guest choice. So this was kind of like a fairy tale beginning into this scenario that they really thought was going to work out.
Yeah, they thought that they had it all set up and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They had a 50% chance to
mm-hmm.
win,
mm-hmm.
and they did not.
They did not.
The whole Azza throwing it thing was fascinating because most of the house guests after the veto were more fixated on Kyland and Kyland throwing the veto. But here to see Azza, just like, Azza, you know, if you win too, that's also advantageous because you will get a veto. So they're just, you know, they're stuck in their little Joker ways.
But Liana, why play for a good scenario when you could potentially try to get the perfect scenario?
I mean, perfect strangers, perfect scenario. It just all comes together.
Yeah.
If only.
All right. Well, let's start to get to OTEV because they said, okay, house guests, we'll give you a clue what this is going to be. And they put veto backwards up on the screen. And these people lost their damn minds. Like, oh my God. Oh my God, veto. Ah!
Yeah, clue. It was a clue. Mm-hmm. The whole gag is it's a veto backwards, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. Big brother got a big brother. It was like the Caitlyn puzzle equivalent of, you know.
They were hints. So pumped up. Everybody was so excited that they were going to get to play OTEV. And then when they went outside to see him, that the hype was delivered on because listen to this.
OTEV is Jack. He's looking good. This is probably the hottest OTEV in Big Brother history.
The hottest OTEV in Big Brother history, Liana.
Oh my gosh. The presence of greatness, truly. The hottest OTEV. I didn't know that the hottest OTEV would be a jellyfish. Yes. So that was an interesting choice, but I guess because he's jacked, although I really felt the whole reason why Big Brother didn't name one of the teams the Jacks is because the Jacks from, you know, previous seasons, they wanted to distance themselves from them. True. So the fact that then they went all out on, because I'm so jacked, it felt truly like a step in a different direction.
Now, Puya, should we be taking Big D's word on this? Because the only other person that we've heard this season that Big D says is also very attractive is Frenchie.
Yeah, Big D's taste is acquired and specific to
Big D. He's talking
about
Kyland, too. Don't come after me in the comments. Yeah,
that's true. Listen. The fact of the matter is, when I heard this, I thought that's a ridiculous notion. And then I thought about OTEV's past.
Yeah.
And all the vomiting and the puking and the coughing and the sneezing. Yeah. The fact, just on the simple fact that this jellyfish did not shoot liquid at these house guests, already makes it one of the more hotter OTEVs to me, sight unseen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the criteria. Well, I guess it depends who you're asking if that's the criteria for hotness. But,
yeah,
you know.
I guess, Liana, how did we get to the jacked jellyfish?
Let's see. So they reached their hand in a bag of animal toys and pulled out a jellyfish and said, okay, what is alliteration that goes with jellyfish? And we got to Jack Jellyfish. No, I mean, I think obviously the BB Beach Club theme played heavily here.
Sure. Yeah.
So jellyfish, naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I may submit for the next time you do the BB&B with Mike, maybe if you guys can ad lib some or improvise some future Big Brother OTEVs.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's a great idea. A prediction. Where will we be in the future?
Where could it go?
Well, I do wonder, are we abandoning then the projectile liquiding OTEV? Is that a thing of the past? Or are we moving on now to something a little less viscous?
No. Given that the BB floater ship had people puking off the side of it, the liquid's not going anywhere. If anything, the liquid's more neon colored now. That's the evolution here.
Yeah, what was last season's OTEV? Do we remember?
The salamander. No, the psychedelic salamander. Was that OTEV?
The psychedelic salamander. Yeah. And that, because that was the one that stood on the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't spit on anybody.
Hmm.
Okay. That's a hot one. It's pretty hot, OTEV.
Yeah, that was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty hot.
All right. So, Jack Jellyfish, not only is the jacked jellyfish hot, also that the Jack Jellyfish has a lot to say. Here is our introduction to the Jack Jellyfish.
Do me a favor. Show me a pump. Come on, flex it. Show me your triceps. Pump up your quads. Nice try, you beach bums. You'll never be as big as me. Move your weak, pathetic bodies and get up here. Do it.
I'm not going to lie to you. Without the visual, out of context, some of that should not be played on here, it feels like. I shouldn't have heard that. I feel dirty. What just happened?
Booyah, what is your problem? Lighten up.
Getting jacked.
Yeah, he's so prepared
to do it now. I'm so jacked.
Yeah, they love to make Otev curse,
and then all the house guests go,
"Oh my god!
Oh my gosh! He just cursed.
Yeah,
my pearls."
Are there any Schwarzenegger quotes that Otev should have used? I feel like they went with the impression, but we didn't get one like hasta la vista, baby.
I think they could have get to the chopper, but like get to the slide.
Get to the slopper.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It was missed opportunity. I think the amount of cursing in general, or maybe just I can't tell if it's Otev, but I feel it just it's a season thing also, especially given some of the like Kai's jackass punishment. There's a lot of ass talk on this season. Well, like scrawny ass, move your ass. it's a lot. It's a lot. I noticed it.
Yes. I hadn't noticed that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that says more about me than it does about Big Brother, but just saying that's what I noticed.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. We're going to get going with our OTEV competition. And the first one is you have to find Christian and Travis, and ultimately Big D is going to be the first person eliminated. And Puya, already we've seen a lot of gifts of Big D sliding back down the hill.
Yeah, he really put a dent in the competition in the literal sense, sadly. They did him dirty. They hit him with all the clips, all the I'm about to go up this hill, cut to him dropping. It was a sad showing by Big D. And, I feel bad for him a little bit, but also it was a little funny, I'll be honest.
But yeah. Frasers don't give up. So
Frasers don't give up. Yeah, he did on like the prop log, as you mentioned, that he hits it with such force that he like left a big dent in like the fake log.
Yeah. It's a big dent.
They had a good time with the sound effects also with that. They just, sprinkle that in. I feel bad. A part of me is like, Big D, you need to go before Slip and Slide because I'm terrified for what Big Brother is going to do.
They might run out of anything else to show us. They might just put like 20 minutes of sound effects for that. That'll be a lot.
All right. One joker out. All right. Next round. This is, as Liana mentioned, this is the round where Azza is trying to throw it to Brittany. Now, I've always seen in OTEV, like there's like a pool of like where all of the answers are. But this jumped out to me a little bit where everybody like has like their own sort of vat of jelly that they were all stuck in.
Are you jelly?
Yeah. And everybody had their own thing. Liana, like, I don't want to be a conspiracy guy, but like, they don't want to throw somebody's answer in there. Couldn't they just leave somebody's answer out and ensure they don't win the veto?
Always a possibility. Same with the coin flip conspiracy. You never know. I felt this was more for a COVID safety reason, obviously. Not, we don't want to be sharing jelly. Everybody have your own jelly. Be sure to wash your hands if you were going to touch someone else's jelly. So I just think it's really important to keep that in mind. Maybe that's what Big Brother was going for.
Yeah. Because Puya, then we saw where Azza like drops the jelly jar where Brittany could see it. But then did Brittany use the Azza jelly?
I believe so. At least that's what it played as. Yeah. You know, they definitely made it seem to be that
she
way.
She said, like, oh, I noticed Azza is doing something. But then I felt like that she didn't just pick up what Azza gave her. She did?
Well, at least there was no confessional that alluded to, and she gave me the answer. It was just out of the corner of my eye, Azza threw something at me.
Mm-hmm.
What, question mark?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. I mean, Azza, the fact of the matter is Azza no longer had access to her jelly. So she left it for Brittany. And I don't think Brittany was ready for that jelly. So maybe she got her own.
Mm-hmm. Must be jelly because jam don't shake. So it's fine.
We noticed that Tiffany's like, see, classic Azza. See, this is what she does.
Mm-hmm.
She was pissed, but.
Any opportunity,
we didn't see any other fallout from that. Okay, then finally, after Azza threw the competition, Brittany is eliminated in the very next round.
Womp, womp, womp. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the work done, thrown aside.
Yeah, I feel like that Azza might have had a better shot to win this than Brittany did.
I think that was what Sarah Beth thought as well, right? That's why Sarah Beth put her bet on Azza, because she felt that Azza would have been more likely to win the competition. So just didn't come through.
Yeah. Ugh,
the tangerine Travis and mango Frenchie of it all.
So, all right. Ultimately, then we saw Claire eliminated, and then Claire had to watch on as it came down to Alyssa and Kylan. And Alyssa said, hey, I want this. And Kylan is going to let her have it, much to the disappointment of Claire. Because Puya, Kylan really has a hard time of doing fake throwing of challenges.
He's not. He can't fake any of these things at all. I mean, he did too. Like, you know, usually you want to try and maybe be a little slower in this competition. Take your time. Set the tone that you're not all that. But in the previous round, he was literally first one up there and made easy work of it. Every time he came down the slide, it was like one motion. He like slid, hopped over the log somehow every time I was on his feet, ready to go. So it was so much hustle that by this last one, he's like smiling to himself. He's looking at all the jellies, like, ooh, which jelly? It's like Rebecca Black on front. Which seat should I take? Which jelly is the one for me? Like, guy,
wow.
Like, swim in the vat a little bit. I don't know. It was too easy. I didn't like it.
It's Wednesday. Got to get down on Wednesday. I almost expected the Curb Your Enthusiasm music to start playing as Kai just stood there holding the jellies, just sort of looking around like, but yeah, smiling. No, but don't smile. And Claire with the side eye was so amazing. Just the eye roll. Just, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. But Kylan's plan was just absolutely bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
And he's going to eat a banana later in the episode.
Well, that's true. Yeah. So maybe it was all part of the plan, because he told people ahead of time, and we got this diary room here saying, I want to win so that I can take Claire off the block to build trust. He told everybody he was doing that. So Claire knew what was going to happen. And so it doesn't make any sense, because wouldn't you just want to like give her the veto? That is also an element of trust. In fact, it's probably more trust to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So choices.
Not that much trust that he wanted to, like, basically, like, he didn't want to give her, like, the gift card so that she could order her own thing. He's like, no. I'm going to the store. I'll buy the thing, and I'm going to bring it to you. And then I brought you this gift, but it wasn't what I wanted. No. I got this for you.
Yeah, no, I can do it. I can do it myself. No. I will do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
Alyssa
ends up winning the power veto. So congratulations, Alyssa. And now Christian can see that she won something, Puya.
I know. Now Christian can be very proud of Alyssa. She you know, she doesn't lose everything. She secures the first W, and it's OTEV no less. So there's a victory for Alyssa. Happy for her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Christian will change his lock screen and put a still of her winning the veto on his phone background?
No, I think he already changed his lock screen. So you're too late asking this question.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So what are you talking about that? I think he posted a picture of his lock screen of list. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. He's
added to the collage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the girly girl.
Are you jelly?
Yeah.
Well, that would be a good Schwarzenegger impersonation line, right? My Which girly one? Girl. You are. Look,
because Alyssa, girl. She said that I'm her curly girl.
Yeah. I could run with it.
My name is Christian. Yeah. All right. All right. So much we could do. We are really restraining ourselves on the jacked jellyfish of it all. We could do the whole show as jacked jellyfish, but we're trying to be professional.
Yeah, Pui is wearing a shirt, so we're professional today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Punishments are going to wrap up tonight, Puya. That they ended up like running it back a little like further before they showed when they announced it, and we caught Kylan saying this joke.
I miss Brent.
I'm sorry, joke. What?
It's a joke.
That I miss Brent. Psych.
It's very Julie Chen. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
Kidding.
Everyone, please.
I'm joking.
Well, they, I think on the feeds, they were talking about the fact that Brent, because of the song and the HOH, which I didn't think was all that bad. I guess there was a song that made fun of Brent. And so now they know that America doesn't like Brent. So if Brent was in the house to get BB bucks, he would probably get negative BB bucks, according to what the house guests think.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No, surprise to no one. But, oh, you know what? Maybe Jack the Jellyfish would have been out first because the way he looks.
Yeah.
Because that Frenchie, would have been too big of a
threat. You're not here in the house anymore. You thought I was just because I'm a meathead. You could get rid of me. I'm way more jacked. I'm so damn jacked.
I'm so damn jacked. Ah!
Frenchie's like, daggone meathead jellyfish.
Which really makes Derek F's crush on Otev more confusing because, you know, meathead's got to go.
Yeah. Wait, can a jellyfish be a meathead?
I mean, yes, right?
More of a fish head.
I feel like what constitutes, it's a fish head, but there's meat in that fish, right? The fish is meaty.
Is fish meat? Boy, I really sparked a controversy a few years ago when I asked if spiders were animals. Fish is not meat, right?
Fish is meat.
Fish is meat.
Fish is meat?
Fish is meat. Yeah. Are jellyfish meat, though? Because jellyfish are like 95% water.
Both are
water.
Good questions, if you ask me. Yeah.
truly getting into the topics of interest, I'm sure.
But the meathead definition to, you know, to really go into the Webster's dictionary.
Fish head.
Meathead, by definition, is a jacked person. So if the jellyfish is jacked, then the jellyfish is, by definition, a meathead.
Because they're jacked. It doesn't actually matter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I felt like a lot of popcorn muscles on the jacked jellyfish because it was just the two arms, all the little tentacles. Yeah, clearly, someone skipped leg day.
Yeah, all
He skips tentacle day.
Yeah, very much built like a little vase, the jellyfish. Top heavy, bottom very narrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, we're making fun, but...
Are you jelly?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. We lost the costumes. Time for Kylan to have some strategy convo with Sarah Beth. And Liana, they really set Sarah Beth up here to be sort of the mastermind of this Brittany blindside.
This was super interesting to me because as far as I know, this whole let me tell her before the veto ceremony thing, I didn't know anything about. I mean, maybe it was mentioned on somewhere in the feeds and I just didn't catch it. So this was actually very exciting and interesting to me. If I was Sarah Beth, I would not do that. Well, also, if I were Kylan,
before we get
I would
before
not
we get
that.
To that conversation, that we like we see a conversation where Kylan sort of asks Sarah Beth, like, oh, what do you think I should do? And she's like, oh, put up Brittany.
Mm-hmm. So you think that was a reason?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't really understand.
Well,
yeah, Puya, why did they give us this?
Well, this is what I was alluding to earlier with the, you know, with all the stakes tomorrow with this vote.
The meatheads. Who are they putting? The jellyfish.
Exactly.
Steaks?
The jelly steaks. Yeah. Who are they trying to give some equity to in these votes? I think very clearly to me, Derek F is a shoo-in to get $100 again. That's happening. BB bucks for DF. Are they trying to situate Sarah Beth to be the new underdog potentially? That's very possible. Take the Brittany slot.
I don't know that she's the underdog. I didn't think she came off great. I thought that it's like, hey, I was wondering maybe it's like, hey, America, you like Brittany. You gave her 100 BB bucks. We don't want to totally tank Kylan here. Let's make it look like this is Sarah Beth's idea.
Oh, but they totally tanked Kylan, right? With the whole handshake deal that wasn't for was for not. Maybe it's saying, okay, these two are together. They're linked up. Don't give any of them money.
Yeah. Because what we know, what the show didn't really get into, is that the $100 from America was a big factor. Liana, we really got away from the BB Bucks angle of it all here tonight.
The Big Brother editors are like, money?
Change
money?
The subject. We're not talking about the money anymore.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, the promotion was all on OTEV. No mention of BB Bucks anywhere. No mention of Tiffany playing also and losing and just not being. And they're like, let's just like skip ahead through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, could you imagine if they told America, hey, remember those votes? Remember who you gave money to? That's why they're going out. You did this, America. How do you feel? No way they're going to do that. So I think this is where they kind of push that blame over to SB. Like, you know what? Sarah Beth did it. It was all Sarah Beth. Don't give her the money.
Don't give Sarah Beth any money. Yeah. Okay.
I would love for Julie to be the one to do it, though. Subtly, slyly.
To who? Like, to Brittany, to say that, Brittany, actually, there was a reason why you ended up being voted out was because you were too popular and because America liked you too much. That's why you had to go.
Sorry. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I like the idea that, you know, similar to last year where she would be like, so there was an alliance all season that was the mastermind. And behind her, it's just the American flag or the map of America. And it's like, America voted for you to get 100 BB bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And the House didn't like that. And that is why you were sitting here with me today.
Aw, hear the sound of your fans cheering. Do you hear that? The sound of your fans cheering. Classic Julie.
I forgot about that from last season.
I was thinking more scolding America.
Yeah.
Like, America, as a result of you giving Britney 100 BB bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so should America try to vote strategically and then vote and give the money to the people that they would like to see targeted next?
Okay, I'm obsessed with this because that's how Sarah Beth goes, right? Because there's a whole lot of conversation about DX. All right, Derek X is the one who got the other $100. He's the one who we, you know, really should get out. But what if we gave Sarah Beth $100? Do we think they would shift focus to her? It's entirely possible. This is like 5D chess.
I mean, if people want to help Derek X out this week, should they not vote to give him BB bucks, Puya?
Yes, it's very odd that this could be the emergent strategy, but this has always been the problem with the fact that they can figure out who's giving money to who. In a very weird, you know, 3 weeks in a row, you vote for Alyssa, but the third time Alyssa's a nominee, this is where we're at in the second week, where maybe the emergent strategy is you do not give the money to your favorites. But then how do you get yourself to vote for someone you don't like to get money potentially? It's very, listen, this is 7D chess at this point with these with this twist here in the high roller room.
It's not easy. All right.
No.
So, all right. Kylan is going to talk to Big D, and Big D is not thrilled with what Kylan says, that it's going to be Claire coming down and Brittany going up on the block.
I'm trying to stay calm, but in my head, I'm like, mayday, mayday, alert, alert.
Same. Can relate.
Yeah. Liana, how do you think that Big D would be on the circle?
Mayday, mayday. Alert, alert.
Alert, alert. Hashtag hottest veto ever. Hottest OTEV ever. Send. Screaming face emoji, laughing emoji, hands covering eyes monkey emoji. Send. Circle send.
Heart emoji, French flag emoji.
Yeah. Send. Cry emoji, mm-hmm. Heart emoji.
Water emoji, send.
Yeah, baguette emoji, yeah. Okay. All right, so Big D doesn't love this plan. So Kyland getting ready for the veto ceremony. And then this was wild, Puya. He says, Sarah Beth, you want to let Brittany know she's going to be going up on the block. Give her a heads up. She's like, all right, let me get right on top of that. And so she sits down. She's like, this is my chance for jury management. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Jury management is a dream. And she's going to sell. Watch this. We'll get Brittany's jury vote. Brittany, Kylan's going to put you on the block. What? Where is he? Like, what? What is the point of Sarah Beth? You tell her, and then she just comes looking for Kylan.
There was zero finesse in this if she really thought she was going to gain a jury vote here. I have never seen anyone be like, yes, can I please be the bearer of bad news? Can you let me break it to them? Can I do that? Like, this is the worst thing. And based on you've been in this house with these people for how many? 43 days at this point, right? You know that Brittany's not going to handle this news well. Mm-hmm. There's no way you're going to be like, Brittany, you're going up. And she's going to be like, oh, really? But thank you for letting me know, though. Appreciate that. Because also she prefaced it by saying, Kylan told me that he's pretty much thinking you're going up. So you're the accomplice. Like, mm-hmm. I see. Like, you're part of the crime now. This is not good for you at all.
The true Robin to Kylan's Batman, mm-hmm. Sarah Beth.
Yes.
But I guess you never heard the phrase, you know, the shoot the messenger, right? Because I would never want to be in this position, because all Brittany is going to hear is, I'm going on the block. Of course, freak out mode. And then Sarah Beth doesn't do Kylan any favors by saying, yeah, so you should go talk to him. Yeah, that's why Kylan told you, Sarah Beth, to go tell mm-hmm.
Mayday,
Brittany.
Mayday.
Obviously,
alert,
he
alert.
Didn't want to deal with yeah. it.
Yeah, so then she's like, oh, where is he? I'm like, is he hiding? Like, where? She's like looking all over the house. And then everybody's like, Brittany, what's wrong? She's like, it's me. I'm going up on the block. So finally, Kylan comes out and she wants to know, Kylan, what? I just heard I'm going up on the block.
I was just told to come talk to you.
I would say that without being able to say what's happening, I would say that there are reasons for that.
Yeah. Classic Batman move by Kylan there.
I have to tell you, without telling you, that I need to tell you, there are reasons.
I'm Kylan.
Yeah.
I don't know what his bat signal is. No, not happy. Not happy. I, you know, that's a good little snippet of mm-hmm. the way that Kylan talks, which also, by the way, the Kylan conversation with Brittany, the deal that they made was very Franken bit together. So because of edited, very much edited for clarity energy. So, you know, Kylan obviously is in a tough situation regardless. I don't know what you would say to Brittany. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he thought would happen when Sarah Beth went to go tell Brittany. He clearly didn't prepare an answer. Mm-hmm. Awkward.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with Kylan is that if there's one thing I've learned about his communication style over the course of this game is that Kylan needs time to kind of figure out how he wants to say these things. So when this gets sprung on him, when Brittany comes in, of course, there is no world where Colin's going to immediately be able to affirm this and be like, yeah, so I'm putting you up because I believe you're not good for my game. He's going to try and he's because he wants to try and find the best landing too, which more often than not in these kind of scenarios might be the worst case scenario, but that's just the way he communicates. So he can't help himself. And ultimately, again, I can't stress this enough. Brittany being the recipient of this also does not help, because I don't think this is what Brittany wants to hear on the brink of going up on the block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kylan is going to also tell her, like, I'm just doing what everybody is trying to do and make the best moves for my game. And she's just like, well, what does this have to do with me?
I do not blame her at all. Like, it's ridiculous. I just my heart goes out to her in that moment. What's she gonna do? Yeah. I would just corner him in the bathroom and like not let him go until you change his mind. Because if he can't go get the box, right? Can the ceremony start?
That's true. I mean, this is a new tactic that we've seen now 2 weeks in a row. Where between Christian last week with the veto ceremony, like if you can't start the veto ceremony, you can't put somebody on the block.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yeah. And boy, Brittany was hot in the diary room.
We had a deal. I'm not being touched. And then you go back on it like an arrogant little bitch. No, I'm not okay with that.
Whoa.
Tell me how you really feel, Brittany. Woo! Damn. Yeah. She'd not hold back.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What was the other insult that we heard on this season that Whitney, I'm like completely blanking. The other insult, not arrogant little bitch, the other one. You know what I'm talking about?
That Whitney said about somebody else?
Was it Whitney or was it Brent? There was some insult. This is mm-hmm. This is really informative. There was another insult that happened. And this is on par.
Was it this one?
That was a dick move.
There we go. Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, the very new, that was a dick move.
That was a dick move. I would put that on the same level as, well, maybe just little bitch. I don't know about arrogant little bitch. Is it little bitch or little bitch?
We had a deal. I'm not being touched. And then you go back on it like an arrogant little bitch. No, I'm not okay with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the first part too. We had a deal. I'm not being touched.
Hey. Why that? Those two things go together. Hey, we had a deal.
Yeah, boy. that you could really string together a meme here with Brittany of here's my fall plans.
Oh my God! Shut up! Come on!
The Delta variant.
We had a deal. I'm not being touched. And then you go back on it like an arrogant little bitch. No.
Yeah.
It's great.
I mean, she had a deal. It.
Yeah. Back-to-back episodes.
Back-to-back episodes.
The highs and lows of Big Brother.
That's true. Truly bookends to her story.
So, Rob, when we talked on the slop a couple of weeks ago, we went through all the FCC complaints about Big Brother. Do you think this DR from Brittany is going to get a couple heavily worded emails tonight or no? What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Just checking in.
I think that more likely, dear FCC, tonight I was watching Big Brother 23, a show allegedly for families, when there was a particularly muscular jellyfish who was cursing on primetime television. My family will never think of jellyfish the same way. Respectfully yours.
P.S. I hate Chad jellyfish.
Mm-hmm. And then the jellyfish said this.
You maybe felt uncomfortable raising the money or calling people. I have been raising money my whole life. If it's for Special Olympics or for environmental causes or after school programs or inner city games or whatever it is, raising money in my political campaigns, raising money. And I feel always very uncomfortable calling someone and says, can you send me $1 million for my campaign?
Yeah, that is so bizarre.
That was so bizarre. I mean, and then the Jack jellyfish who's jacked had trouble opening a package. Like it was just, and then yelled at his nephew I think, if I remember correctly.
My nephew, Patrick. Yeah.
You're such a scrawny jellyfish.
My nephew, Patrick, I'll never buy a protein powder from him. Yeah. All right.
Calling people.
So, Puya, once again, we didn't get the veto ceremony. What do you think? Is this going to be the new staple going forward?
It's definitely interesting because, well, I know that the fallout of this ceremony is going to be pretty fun. So it's nice to keep it tight and put it in for that segment. Now, obviously, my thought now, everything being focused on what are they doing with this edit? Who's going to get picked? I'm trying to figure out if this not putting the veto ceremony in, does it impact those results? And I would think not. I really don't. But I think also there's two vetoes that are in play. So maybe they're just trying to push it to tomorrow. But then also what this, I don't know, this makes me feel like we're also not going to see the HOH comp tomorrow now, even
yeah,
though I think
that we're going to have like basically the same exact format where whatever the HOH competition is, whether it's the slip and slide or what, I think we're going to see that at the beginning of Sunday. And I think that the next couple of weeks, I think we're going to get then basically the high roller room ending the Sunday night episode and do the same thing. So trying something new on. Leah, did you like the high roller room?
In general, as a concept, it was confusing to put together at first. But, you know, I always love it when they try something new. And they got to go from the BB house to the BB casino, which you love a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that's it for what we have on the episode proper. Should we bring in the spoilers so we could talk a little bit more about a clearer picture of everything that's going on here in Big Brother 23?
Sounds good.
Let's do it. Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead. And so for the setup for tomorrow night's vote, we'll tell you who's on the block and what exactly we should expect on Thursday night's eviction as we talk Big Brother spoilers right after I take a moment to thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at Theragun. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body, whether you're an elite athlete or somebody like me just trying to make it through the day tension-free. Theragun can help because Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power. And it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good. It gets to the source of pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. Now, look, you might have some muscle tension from getting jacked or maybe even injury. Stress from everyday life. I get it in my neck working at the keyboard all the time. There's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. It's got an OLED screen and designed to make you feel like you're holding something from the future. Just go to their site and check it out. The Theragun app is going to learn from your behaviors and suggest guided routines. The Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, hundreds of thousands of customers, and me. We love the Theragun at our house, especially the first lady of podcasting. She's doing a lot of different workouts, needs to get the Theragun upper back, hamstrings. I'm telling you, this thing is going to change your life drastically. I saw, we did a story on News AF the other day where somebody was talking about best purchase they ever made in the comments, talking about Theragun. Try Theragun for 30 days starting at $199. Go to therabody.com/RJP right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's therabody.com/RJP. Therabody.com/RHAP. Let's talk spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action.
I remember during my days, in my bodybuilding days, when I was competing, people always said, Arnold, you train harder than anyone else, but you always smile. Why is that? And I said, because I have a very clear vision, and every rep that I do, every set that I do, gets me one step closer to making this vision turn into reality. And that excites me.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Really fleshed out the character, yeah, of the jellyfish this year. Well-rounded character.
All right. All right, Puya. So, what happens from here? We're gonna get our veto ceremony, and then we're gonna see where Claire's coming down, and Brittany is going up.
Yes. So there were two vetoes. One was not used. One was used. Kylan used his on Claire, as his big plan was to save her, and puts up Brittany. And Brittany pretty much all but donezo at this point in the week. It was, you know, it was a very heated comeback from the veto meeting. Brittany was very much feeling all the feels, crying. Held that entire room down while, you know, one by one people came in to comfort her, and she was crying. Then she was like crying to Derek F. I don't want to campaign against you. I don't want to do this. And Derek F's like, well, I'm not going to do anything. You've got this. You've got to do it. And this is kind of sad, right? So let me say why it's sad. Okay. Because we know why Brittany's going. There is an alliance out here doing an amazing job, killing it, and spearheading the way to the final six in lovely fashion, also known as the cookout. And then we've got people who are not in the cookout who are going out, but they don't know this at all. So, and no one wants to spill the beans. So they are entertaining the offers coming through from Brittany, right? Mm-hmm. They're entertaining the offers coming from Brittany. And it's, I think a lot of people look at this and they feel bad because it's like, well, why are you giving them false hope? Especially now that the jury phase has started, don't you want to tell them? But then they've all made an agreement not to say anything about the cookout. So it is very fascinating to see how everyone's playing, because obviously this is the first eviction now till the end of the season where everyone leaving, there's a big implication for what end game, where these people now have a vote at the end. How are you going to play this? How is it going to go? So it's been very intriguing to see, but again, Brittany is gone tomorrow. We move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. She was very hot after all of this.
And none of them know how many black belts I have, but they about to see the fourth degree black belt come out. Because I swear to God, I will make hell break loose in this house before I leave.
What do you think? She's going to kick out the windows, Liana?
Ooh, I didn't think about that. Judy chop her way through the house, perhaps. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Do you get a separate black belt when you go up degrees? Don't you just get like a band on the belt?
How many degrees? What's the maximum degrees?
98 degrees.
Yeah.
Nice. I was hoping you'd say that.
I don't know. But yeah, she's gonna like raise some hell.
I mean, step aside, rapping. Brittany's got a new career in town.
Yeah.
Sure.
Will she reveal to the house about her black belts before she goes? If Brittany, by a vote of, what, 6-7-1, you're evicted. Like, by the way, I'm a black belt.
See, what had more impact? Bronte talking about being a math genius or Brittany talking about the fourth degree black belt that she has? Mm-hmm. I don't know which one would be more influential. I don't think so. I think that my idea is that Brittany's going to leave with pleasantries. Obviously, there's not going to be much there. I don't think there's a rap coming either tomorrow. Yeah, no rap tomorrow.
Hmm.
It's just an exit. And probably a quiet exit.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Yeah.
Does she know she's the target?
Well, yeah, but again, it's a lot of people are entertaining these ideas because there's a couple of people obviously that have thought about flipping, right? There's been some conversation about flipping. So that's a thing that's been going on. But she doesn't really know 100% that she's the target here. Not a thought, not 100%.
I mean, so, to me, the most interesting thing has been watching the members on the outside of the cookout try to put together this flip, because Claire and Derek X are very much down. They said to each other, we're 100% down to flip the vote out Big D and keep Brittany in the game. And they're trying their best, but because the cookout is, there's so many of them, they can all push back in different ways. And so it's kind of been interesting to watch the flip that will never happen try to materialize into something. And there's some conversation about Hannah and Tiffany maybe trying to get Kylan to show his cards by making it a tied vote somehow. But I don't think any of that is really truly going to come into fruition.
Yeah. And I would like to say what I thought with Christian this week with Brittany. Like, she's not stopping. She's going to keep hustling, trying to do something, trying to make moves.
Sure.
So I always love when you know, people go the full John Cena and never give up. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, keeps them busy.
That's a way to think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
like, you're occupied.
Give
them
something to do. Give them
something to do.
Yeah.
Something to do.
You know,
something to play with.
You don't want everybody just sitting around all day.
Boring.
We get boring. So yeah. Like, you know, she does, don't knock the hustle. She's trying. So
look, I mean, that's what a lot of people respected about Christian. He never gave up, kept hustling. So I think the same could potentially be said about Brittany.
Yeah. Puya, what were some of the things that we really missed from the edited show tonight?
Missed from specifically the edited show. I think the big one is the Frankenbiting of the Kylan and Brittany stuff. Kylan really tried his best not to even agree to anything. So like that wasn't really real. We didn't see nearly enough of Kylan's HOH reign and how poorly it was managed. I do think this was a very tough one for him to navigate. I feel like we didn't see a lot of, you know, the movements to which why Claire was now going to be removed and why Brittany was going to be put on. Obviously, we've talked about it. Everyone watching knows, everyone listening knows it's because of the $100. So that was conveniently left aside and kept quiet. So those are some things that are happening. And then there's stuff that'll probably happen by tomorrow's episode that are probably worth more. But really, this episode, they wanted OTEF to be the highlight and they were successful in doing that.
Going into the next HOH, has there been any talk about who will try to win versus who will throw it?
I mean, yeah. From what I know, a lot of people are gunning for it. There was some talk. Derek X today said that I think he was going to throw it to Kylan, but because Kylan X and Derek X all as the Jack to Jellyfish of the house, if you will, sort of came together to try to create this, look, I won't go after you if you don't go after me kind of deal. But I don't, you know, I believe that DX would try to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that the roulette factor of it all has really put everyone into a sense of there's no way for me feeling safe. Even if someone I like winning wins, I could still end up because it's a roulette wheel. Anyone can end up being the one to leave. And I do think there's been, given that this week, you know, everything gets sorted out and the cookout remains intact, there is some very fun chess games going on. And I don't mean literal chess games, but mental chess going on between Xavier and Tiffany for custody of the steering wheel to see where the game goes. I think Xavier has kind of started subtly being like, I think DX should go soon. I think if he goes, we're in a good place. We have control. We can beat anybody. And Tiffany's like, no, but if he leaves, then, you know, Alyssa, SB, like they have no one else to target. They'll come target us. And he's like, but if we take out DX, no one will beat us. And she's like, but then we need DX because DX can take them out for us. So they keep going back and forth like that. But they're not like, you know, this isn't a fully like they're disagreeing with each other. It's very cordial, you know? So it is very fun to see all of this start to brew up because this past week has been a good indicator of, yeah, maybe not everyone's not okay with their, you know, their parachutes, their side pieces to the cookout going early. So who is going to win that battle? We'll see next week.
That just makes me think of the fact that the announcer, the voiceover guy, keeps trying to make side dishes happen, but no one else is saying it.
Like, do you like that, Liana?
I like it. It's for the cookout. You know, you got to bring your side dish to the cookout. Mm-hmm. No one else is talking about it, though. Like, stop trying to make side dishes happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does every meal have a specific side dish at the cookout?
Oh,
there's a bunch of sides.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of confusing because they're bringing them to be eaten? Because they're the food? Because they're going to the cookout? Yeah. I don't know. It's confusing.
Right, right. Like, I would imagine that there's entree. Or I think probably all the food is together at a cookout. It's not like a restaurant, right?
Yeah, I guess, like, unless it's one of the main,
I'm going to have Thailand with a side wings. Of Sarah Beth.
I mean, we got the jellies today, so.
Yeah. We also have a Tiffany with a side of Claire also.
Ooh. Yeah. That's when you sit there listening to the specials, even though you already know what you're going to order. You're like,
I love that. We're talking about a cookout. We're talking about a cookout, and Rob's out here giving me his best, like, and I recommend you pair this side dish.
Well, that's why I'm saying it doesn't really work. I would imagine, like, all the food is, like, out together.
Like, you're rocking. Yeah. Well, yes. But also, I feel like, you know, there are some things that are side dishes and then some that could not be a main dish, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that kind of vibe. But no, again, there's a reason why the announcer guy is the only person saying this. It doesn't really fit.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We have some questions also. Anything else, BB23, that either of you want to bring up?
In general?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Then let's bring in some questions. Yes. Yes, Puya?
Yeah, okay. I'm intrigued because we keep hearing, like, you know, I think I've heard it a couple times now, different ways to earn BB bucks. I feel like, if that's the case, I would like to see that soon. I would like to see where, because there's a lot of, because right now the assumption is just the votes are dishing out money. There's a lot of game being driven through that. Obviously, one of Xavier's worries is that DX will be one of the ones who can afford the coin to toss. So potentially, if there's other ways to get money, that can add a new wrinkle to the game, a new level of duplicity to the game that I think would be exciting to see with this entire high rollers room and the BB bucks. So I would like to see more of that. Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in some questions. Why don't we start with It's Raining Ben on Twitter wants to ask, do you think the HOH comp will have some way to earn the extra BB bucks, like an extra bucket in the slip and slide? If so, who, if anyone, should go for it over the HOH? Yeah, Taryn has mentioned this, that's one way that there could be a extra bucket in the slip and slide. But if it's not the slip and slide, for instance, is there any other way that you could imagine that they could win BB bucks?
Well, the slip and slide has been like, I just don't feel that they're going to do the slip and slide just from a practical perspective. I mean, then we're going to get the veto ceremony on the Thursday, you know, like it's just going to start getting pushed back unless it's, even if it's the last week, it doesn't really make sense. Cause if you have an endurance comp, then you have to do the high rollers room. Then you have to do right. There's just
it's going to be a short comp.
I think Puya, they haven't done the one yet where they count stuff. Like, I feel like that that's coming up soon.
Ooh, yes. Like, this is 8 buckets of beef. How many buckets of beef are over there? Yeah, I could see that being one.
I'm not sure if they did it last season. They definitely did it. That's the one that Jessica won in BB21.
Jessica? BB21. Oh, yes. Sorry. Mm-hmm. All the seasons become one at some point. Mm-hmm. Yes. I remember now.
Some of the other ones that they could potentially do, movie posters, that was like a buzz in one. Also, change the clothes, what they did in the yoga room. So I feel like there's a few different of these comps that they could potentially, work out where that would fit into like the first like 15 minutes of a Sunday night episode.
But is this is for how to earn BB bucks?
Yeah, I'm just talking about potential competitions first. Yeah.
Yeah, we will move to competitions.
How would you earn them?
So in my head, Let's say it's not part of the HOH at all. Let's say it's its own separate thing. Because I could very much see them, you know, BB14, we had the vending, the claw machine. I'm a big fan of claw machines. We saw the claw machine come through and be a part of the game. Yeah, the claw could be the way to do it. They could, you know, throw a lot of balls into the, through the balcony into the backyard. And then one of the balls has like more bucks in it. There's definitely little stuff like that that they can do. I think that'll be better. It adds a little bit more outside of the comps that already are high intensity and have a lot going for them. However, if there is a slip and slide, I think that is a natural thing to do, is to throw in the BB bucks. And maybe that can take the spot of, you know, here's 5K. How about no? How about here's 100 BB bucks? Are you going to go for that or not? I think that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Let's bring in this question from Chuck. Hopefully not Chuck, who runs the construction company. Will the evicted house guest bequeath their BB bucks to a house guest of their choice, like fire tokens? Liana, would you like to see the house guest bequeath?
I'm always down for a good bequeathing. Just, I love to see it. I think that anytime house guests have to make any type of decision or choice, even if it's ones outside of the game, I would very much love to hear Brittany's rap where she bequeaths her BB bucks.
Yeah. Is that even a possibility, Puya?
See, so I don't think so, because part of the intrigue of this would be if they would tell them up front that this is something that would happen, because then now it's like, ooh, now I might let my side dish, my parachute go. Maybe now I'm like, okay with that, because they'll bequeath it to me, right? Then that becomes a part of it. I'm intrigued. That could be pretty fun. Whereas this way, if they're out and like, oh, and one more thing, Brittany, you can bequeath your BB bucks to a house guest of your choice. That's not as fun for me. I want them to earn it. And that's the thing with the votes. Like the votes, you're earning it from the public, but then earn it in the game. Not like, I don't know, maybe it'll be fine. I don't love it.
I think in a non-brigade cookout style structure of a house, the idea that someone goes out and then they can give to theoretically the other underdog, their alliance partner, the money, the BB bucks, that would be a way to help these twists benefit the underdogs and not just those that are in power. So that's why I would be okay with it. The problem is that, yeah, he'll give it to, or she'll give it to Azza and Big D, and that goes
right
to the cookout.
She doesn't know who needs the money the most right now. So that's the flaw. Okay. Mm-hmm. Melissa wants to know, which cookout member is most likely to turn on the alliance before final six? I will add, if any.
It's looking like if any. There were moments I felt, okay, we're getting close. We're getting close to someone turning on the cookout. We're getting close to someone turning on the cookout. But it just never materialized. And when I hear them speak, they're all so passionate about wanting to stick to the six. I would say none if that was a possible choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I honestly think that potentially once they got very close to jury, we did see, you know, last week there was some conversations between specifically X and Tiffany where they talked about how they wonder how this feels and how it might look and how if are they doing the right thing? You know, the X definitely had a moment in the bathroom where he was having this like crisis of, you know, you're doing this for Swaggy, for Davon, for a bit. They would have killed to be in this position. So this means a lot to them. And I think the combination of both seeing how many of them got the higher number of BB bucks, plus Kylan's letter talking about the community backing them, has kind of reminded them, look at it. We made it this far. Let's continue with the plot. Let's get to six. Let's guarantee one of us can win. And then we go from there. Now, let me tell you this. Some of them cannot wait to get the six just to take a shot at each other. So there's definitely that on the mind for sure. But at this point, I really, as of this week, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
And I see them continuing what they're set out to do here.
I don't see it happening. I don't think that anybody is going like to go out of their way. I guess I could see a scenario where if like one of the parachutes ends up in power, like maybe somebody doesn't move like heaven and earth to stop them, where maybe somebody could be like feigning a little bit of like, oh no, this is terrible. I can't believe it's not going to happen. And then when it actually is benefiting their game, but I actually think that, you know, they're all like very, very incentivized to stick with the six. And I actually think that like where even if they're being like a little bit unselfish here to get to the six, I think that they're all going to have like a lot of like really great opportunities because of what they are like on the brink of accomplishing like outside of the house. So I think that that they will all be rewarded for like their commitment to that this cause that they are like you know trying so hard to represent in the House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean I think also there is what brings them together is fighting for something greater, which is like it's so inspiring to see. That's also how, I mean, not that specific reason, but other alliances also function very similarly where we're like, well, when are they going to turn? When are they going to flip? When are they going to turn on their alliance? You see people that form these solid groups that then march to the end together. And, you know, this one is, to me, the closest comparison is the Brigade. It's been talked about before. And so even though, you know, they wanted to go after, you know, certain parties, they had this group and they marched on, marched on down. And so I think, yeah, the cookout's going to do the same thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else, BB23, to talk about here tonight?
I think we're in for a fun ride.
Yeah.
I think it's going to keep going. I think these next 2 weeks are going to be very interesting with this high rollers room.
Yes.
I think the big thing for Thursday shows moving forward to the finale is keep your eyes out for any member of the cookout's goodbye messages because they've made this agreement to not mention the cookout. So it'll be intriguing to see if all of them stick to it, if none of them stick to it, and how that plays out. So that'll be very fun to see. I'm having a amazing time, Rob, both watching the show, watching the feeds, talking about it on the podcast, both on the live updates and here with you on the recap. It's a great time to be a Big Brother fan. I'm just happy to be a part of it. So thank you.
Yeah. Let me touch on what you said with the goodbye messages. I wonder, I know they've talked about, okay, we're not going to talk about the cookout in the goodbye messages, but will anybody potentially, and again, they're edited so that the producers really get to pick what they see. Will anybody say it without saying it?
That's possible. Allude to it without saying it outright.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, like the victory vote of goodbye messages.
Yeah.
If you don't really say it.
Technically, I didn't say the cookout.
Yeah.
I just said there was a group and we were working together. Mm-hmm. So technically, I never talked about the cookout.
Yeah. So I think that we could potentially see that happen. And again, the goodbye messages have not been in the episodes. They've been in the segment that comes afterwards where you could watch online on the CBS Instagram that Julie has been doing. Double eviction. Probably we're not going to get it in the next 2 weeks. Do we think we get the double eviction the first week that there is no high roller room?
Honestly, I think that's possible. And I think that should that happen, the immediate comp right after that could be slip and slide. Like, I think that's the natural order there where, because you're going to get that quick fast forward of a quick comp and the veto, then you get that big endurance comp right after.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, again, you know, they don't want too much of a backup. I think, and Big Brother loves to, you know, always surprise us. I hear expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what they say. Okay. Let me tell you about what else is going on here in the world of Rob Has a Podcast. Okay, tomorrow night we'll be live after the episode. Should be a fun one. Taryn, Melissa, and Jacob Jones live after the episode. So join us tomorrow night after the eviction. Then, of course, check out the live feed update coming up on Thursday morning when Taryn and Maggie Morgan is back. They will tell you everything that went on in the Big Brother house today on Wednesday. Gotta tell you about the live feeds from Wednesday. Yes. Okay. That'll be tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. And of course, if you missed the stock watch on the round table last night, Asia Welch joined Taryn and Melissa to talk through all of the stock prices, joined by the voice of the correct people, Melissa Denny, on this latest round of the Stock Watch. On Monday night, I talked with Chantel Francis on The Slop, talking about a bunch of different things, including Kylan's friend who made out with one of the dudes from The Bachelor, from the Bachelorette. Did you two see this?
Yeah, very surprising. The friend, and then she also the pictures. It was a bunch of pictures of her and Kylan.
Mm-hmm.
No mention of any bachelor bachelorettes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Interesting.
And then also we talked about some sad news in terms of feuding Big Brother alumni showmances on the latest edition of The Slop. Then last night we went for a fey long time as we talked about season number 5 in the countdown of Survivor China. Talked with Kirsten McInnes and Brian Scally as we went through it all on the 5th best season of all time on the all-time top 40 season rankings up at robhasawebsite.com. Then, three Fast, Three Furious. I know you two both went through all of the Fast and the Furious movies recently, but only on 1X. Slow pokes.
Obviously, we missed the memo. I was absolutely obsessed with this podcast. I almost thought about listening to all 5 hours again, because just to go through the adventure with the two of you, what you caught, what you took away, what were the major takeaway points? Because I will say, I was very impressed. We watched at 1X, and you probably caught about as much as I did when Puya and I were watching all of the Fast and the Furious movies. Highly recommend. Yeah.
And Rob, she's not kidding. She loved this podcast. She's let me know about it.
I got the tweet. Yes.
Yes.
Good.
And the fact that you were so passionate, because I really started to love the Fast and the Furious franchise when Puya and I did our watch, hold it very close to my heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Yeah. I got very into it. Yeah. I was like dying to know that I watched the odd number of movies on 3X and Akiva watched the even number of movies on 3X. I was dying to know what happened. I want to go back and watch the even numbered movies on 3X.
I mean, you complete the
gotta get the set. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nine tuple-y. I don't know. I can't remember what that's called.
You try. Yeah. So, all that matters.
Yeah. Great stuff there on this week's Renap. And then I got to talk to Mr. 90 Day Fiance on Monday on part one of the 90 Day Fiance tell all. We had a great time. Liana, what'd you think of the 90 Day Fiance tell all part one?
Well, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Oh,
but
you're for a treat.
Unfortunately, I've been busy with Big Brother and work, but you know, anything with Angela coming up to the camera, doing her thing, I need to know what happens. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it too.
Oh, yeah. I hope that Brittany doesn't have an exit from the house tomorrow night, anything like Angela walking off the set.
Oh my God. Brittany could never. Angela's just from a whole other planet. Well, the way she behaves on these shows.
Screens. She is yells at screens.
Yeah. I did see, Rob, that you were introduced to the fact that Angela was on Maury a couple of times.
Yes.
So.
No, I got that from a couple of people on Twitter, and it was wild. I mean, basically like this woman's been a star for all this time.
It's very much her brand.
Yeah, check that out in the 90 Day Fiance feed. And Puya will have part two coming up next week.
Yeah, that's right. With the person to my right on screen right now.
Oh,
will be coming back. Oh, yeah.
Got to catch up.
Yes. Okay. All right. And then, Liana, what's going on over on Lego Masters?
Yes. So my sister and I, she is the foremost Lego expert that I know. And she and I have been talking about Lego Masters. We covered episode 1 and then episodes 2, 3, and 4. And we just did episodes 5, 6, and 7. And then we will be back to conclude the rest of the Lego Masters season soon. Which heard from some of the contestants of Lego Masters. They're listening and enjoying the podcast. So if the contestants are in on it, I think you should be too.
How is season 2?
It's been fun. I think I'm having more fun with season 2 than I did with season 1. I think they worked out some of the things with the challenges. I've been much more invested in the challenges. They did a derby one, like car derby one, which was really, really fun.
Mm-hmm. Better than a veto derby.
Better than the veto derby.
Because I watched season one with my older son, and he was really into it. And then I totally had, I guess we're not watching anything else on Fox. That you two have the Fox beat down.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nailing it down.
Okay.
It's no holy moly, Rob. It's no holy moly 3D and 2D, though. I'll tell you that much.
By the way, if you have not been listening to Hannah Shapiro from Millennials versus Gen X, has been doing a series all summer long. It's called Just My Archetype, and she explores some of Survivor's different archetypes. And she's done, I think this might be the sixth one that she's done. Actually, is it say seven on this card? Yeah, the seventh episode that she's done. They've all been really great. This was an especially important one that she talked to Bryce Isaiah and Vince from Survivor 39, and they talked about what it is like to be a person of color who's also a person who is queer on a season of Survivor, and what their casting experiences was like. That I got to listen to this the other day, and you have Bryce there, who is amazing on any podcast that he's on, and he's telling stories that I've never heard him tell before. So it's a really great listen with Bryce and Vince and Hannah over. That's in the Survivor podcast feed and also in our Rehap Ups feed, Just My Archetype. And then, oh, Bachelor in Paradise is back. Oh, I got to watch Bachelor in Paradise. I love Bachelor in Paradise. That's my favorite. You know, I could give or take the regular Bachelor, the Bachelorette, but boy, I got to squeeze in Bachelor in Paradise with David Spade is the host.
You
wild.
Need it.
That was a wild call. Yeah.
More mess.
Yeah. Bachelor in Paradise is back. Check out what Amy and Haley have to say in our Bachelor wrap up feed. And then this Saturday, we're doing new patron orientation. We've been doing this every month. It's been a big success. We're going to be talking through how to access all of your patron benefits. Even if you're not a brand new patron, come on out and join us. I'll send out the link to the Zoom call in the next couple of days, and be there with us on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. We go through how to access all your benefits, and we do some Q&A and a meet and greet. It's a lot of fun. So much going on in our patron podcast feed. Told you about the slop, the BBQ&A with Taryn, where we take your calls live. The feedback show for Survivor China is coming up on Thursday, and the Patreon 5 for 5. That's all in our Patreon podcast feed at robswebsite.com/patron. Check out everything from our sponsors at robswebsite.com/offers. Follow us on our YouTube channel by hitting the subscribe button, and then follow us on social media at Rob's Podcast on Twitter and at RHAP Grams on Instagram. Thank you so much for that, Scott. Okay. Puya, what else is going on for you?
Well, aside from 90 Day, which will be going on, still going strong, I'll be back Friday mornings, of course, talking to Taryn about anything that went on the live feeds on a Thursday. Usually the HOH, the implication of the week. It's always fun. So definitely come through for that. And in a month's time, Rob, in a month's time.
Yes.
Masked Singer will be back with season 6. And Liana and I are ready to jump back in on the Masked Singer. I feel like now we finally got a break long enough for me to miss it, and I'm very excited for that to come back. So that'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then besides that, you can find me on Twitter at Puyaism, and you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. I stream 3 times a week. It's always a good time. Come say hi.
Yeah. Okay. Puya, what, any streams coming up that we should check out?
Definitely. Well, you already know what it is, Rob. Friday nights, it's the pad. People come in, they ask questions, whether it's about Big Brother, life, inappropriate, appropriate. It all happens. And I answer pretty much everything. So that'll be a good time. And then I have my Among Us lobby, of course, Sundays, 2 p.m. Eastern during the Big Brother season. We have a full 15-person lobby already locked up for this Sunday. So I'm very excited for that as well.
Wow. Do they let 15 people play Among Us at once now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lobbies have gone up to 15, Rob. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And then how many imposters do you have then?
We've never really gotten a full 15 to do 3, but this time we do 3. Otherwise, it's usually 2.
Oh my God. Okay. All right, Puya, great job tonight. And yeah, a number of people said in the chat that you look like Johnny Depp in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas tonight.
Well, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
You really do. It's the glasses and the hat.
You need
that a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, at the time it was made, people thought Johnny Depp was a pretty cool guy.
At the time, I'll take it. I was going to say, if it's modern, I'm going to take these glasses off. And
a lot of people used to have that poster off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Style inspiration. Yeah. Style icon.
Okay.
Hey, listen, as long as Liana gives me the thumbs up. I'm happy.
Thumbs up. Yeah. It's a bucket hat night. Go Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
Liana, what's coming up for you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. In addition to doing the 90 Day Guest Spot, Lego Masters, I'm also covering RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 6 with Beth and Amon. And we are finally getting to this twist that we've been promised all season long, the game within a game. And we're finally up to that episode this week. So I can't wait to see what the game within a game means. I don't know if there are DR Drag Race bucks involved we're gonna make DR some giant box. Mint juleps. I don't know, but we'll find out. And then, you know, Puya's got his Fridays, but I've got my Saturdays doing the morning updates with Taryn.
Okay. All right. Well, this was so fun to get to be on a podcast with the both of you here tonight. This was a great recap. And then we'll see you all tomorrow night when we talk about this next live eviction. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
If I go and sell protein powder with him together, I wouldn't send him out there to sell protein powder in Muscle Beach. I would sell it.
Yeah, who has
I
more?
Would go out there and say, I'm taking 250 grams of protein a day, and this is how I get it. Not from steaks, because you could eat, you know, 10 steaks a day and you couldn't get it, but I get it from this special protein powder, concentrated, 80% protein, no fat in it. I take that and pow, my muscles pop.
Yes. You
know, so then people say, I'm going to get this bro. They get excited. They wouldn't get excited if he's there, no matter how good he says it, no matter how good his sales pitch is. So that's what I'm saying.
Support for this podcast comes from our friends at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.